Folks, if you love Mega like we think you do, do us a small favor. Join the Patreon. It's the number one way to support a small podcast like ours. The year we had was, well, I wouldn't say we didn't get our asses kicked with strikes and podcasting budgets getting slashed. So why not just head over and give it a try? You can do a free trial on Patreon. If that's not in your plan, at the very least, share your favorite episode of Mega with a friend and leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. We'd love to keep going, and we can't do it without you. Thanks. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. Ooh, we love to introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community. I always find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
He is Riz indeed, Hallie. How are you? I'm so excited to be here.
Happy Easter, my brother in Christ. He is risen indeed. Oh. He has overcome death and the Balrog.
He really has. And you know, when I say Riz indeed, that is a teen term.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, what Riz. Is that now?
Riz. I guess like if something is Riz, it's got like, it's like short for another word, and I can't even remember what it is at the moment, but ooh. I think it's like Riz-spect or something.
That is so cool. Well, you know what is totally Riz is that we are doing life together.
We never really figured out a theme for that, did we?
Doing life together.
I feel like we just need a different kind of energy to it, like maybe even a theme song or something.
Like, doing life together.
No, Hallie, I'm talking about like doing life together. You know, something like.
Yeah, with like those like NBA sound effects, the horns, like.
Well,
Hallie, we should just have a DJ, Gray. We should just hire a DJ to do the soundtrack underneath of the Doing Life Together.
Oh, that would be the Doing Life Together. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not sure if I mentioned him before, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman is. Are you okay, Hallie?
Sorry?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you have allergies?
You know what? The spring always gets me. It really does. But you were saying.
Yeah, you my friend, my...
Don't know if you've mentioned...
Yeah, my Clay friend Mason Bannerman and I, we had an awesome Easter, Hallie. Oh. It was so great.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I've got a lot going on in my personal life because we are dating a couple of...
You and Clay are dating
each other? No, Hallie, we are...
What?
Why would you say that?
You just said dating, that.
No, Hallie, I'm saying we are dating twin sisters, as you know.
That's right.
Tiffer and Mickey.
Mickey and Tiff. Are they the same or are they diff?
Well, this is the thing. They are diff because we finally got confirmation,
you know
I think.
It?
Well, you know, in Australia, we have a really fun Easter tradition.
Is that right?
It's basically, instead of looking for eggs, we look for each other and we call it hide. It's basically a type of hide and seek.
That's awesome.
And so one of us would hide and one of us would, you know, it was the four of us just playing around in the backyard. And Clay and I had these awesome matching Easter onesies. Have you seen them? The jumpers? Rompers?
Yeah, with shorts, right? Not full-length pants?
The shorts, and they were really cool, kind of a Hawaiian print on them.
A shorts outfit on a fella. That is so cool.
And Tiffer and Mickey got them for us, and so we, you know, Clay and I showed up to play this little hide-and-seek game in our matching rompers, and, you know...
What color are your matching rompers?
What's that color that's in between kind of brown and purple?
Ooh, like a mauve?
I think I would say they were mauve.
Awesome.
Mauve jumpers with yellow flowers.
That's a very Easter color.
Very Easter color.
We tend to stay in the pastel color wheel.
Well, you know, Pontius Pilate, you know, he didn't like that Jesus wore purple, did he?
He sure didn't.
So, oh, there goes a light, Hallie. So... let's see. So yeah, we showed up in the backyard and it was really fun because Tiffer had it all organized. She said, I know this is an Australian tradition to play hide and seek on Easter where one person dresses up as Jesus and everybody has to go find them. And she said that Mickey had dressed up as Jesus and we had to go find her. And so wouldn't you know it? We were all, they said, ready, set, go. We went looking for Mickey. And luckily, I found her. She was hiding in the sewer, basically out on the street, like inside the sewer grate.
What? In a drain ditch?
Kind of in a drain ditch. And so I found her and I said, you know.
Was she covered in muck and filth?
No, it's a clean sewer, Hallie. Clay lives in a nice neighborhood. And so, you know, so I found her and I pulled her out of the sewer and I said, I caught Jesus. And then we are, you know, ollie, ollie, income free. I am free in he. Jesus. And we all came back into the yard and we found, you know, and then wouldn't you know it?
Tiffer's not there.
Tiffer wasn't there.
When you pulled Mickey out of the drain ditch, the first thing you needed to do was look around and see, where's Tiffer? Where's Tiffer? While you're holding on to Mickey, you got to hold on to her.
Well, that's what I said. And then Clay said, oh, speaking of allergies, Tiffer had an allergy attack and had to go. She was, you know, basically had to go do an EpiPen or something because she was having an attack. And I didn't, you know, Hallie, it was Easter. I didn't want to make it awkward, but I'm pretty sure we're not dating the same person. There's no way that someone could dress up as Jesus and get in the sewer after only counting to 10.
I just think that that speaks so highly to the character of Jesus, you know, because he came down to the sewer. You know, that's the symbolism of that he came to the lowest part on Earth. Did you know that he came to the lowest possible sea level on planet Earth? That's why he was born where he was born. Did you know that?
Really?
That is true. I was definitely taught this.
Really? That Jesus came to the lowest sea level on Earth as a symbol of being as human as possible?
He was at the lowest point. He's the least of these. That's the whole point.
What does sea level have to do with the least of it? I mean, I think this is an awesome idea, but...
And he was born to a single mom, a pregnant teen.
Right.
He's ticking all the boxes for, you know, just setting himself up for a life of challenge.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com.
Match with a licensed therapist today at TalkSpace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at TalkSpace.com.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Told me the other day, Hallie, that
he didn't go to college. He learned a trade.
What was the thing about lilies that you told me the other day?
This is an awesome thing, and I'm glad it came up. And I really want to talk to all the listeners out there about the way that God shows up everywhere you look, if you're looking, and there is proof of God all around us.
Oh,
and
is it
in the simple Easter lily. Oh. Beloved, the Easter lily, guess what? It's a plant, you know, it's a flora, it's a fauna that exists on planet Earth. But every single year, even though Easter changes on the calendar, the Easter lilies stay closed until the morning of Easter. And all of them, I'm sure it's God, you know, is
yes.
controlling it clearly because God's controlling everything. But these flowers don't open until Easter morning. I mean, that is like, if you are like, in this house, we believe in science, great. Then I submit to you the Easter lily that proves there's a God and that he rose again on Easter morning. And I really think that, you know, I feel for the atheists out there. I really, really do, because it's difficult to prove a negative. Isn't that right?
It is.
But because we're proving a positive, obviously, a good and loving, faithful God, there's proof all around us. Every sunset is a watercolor by his hands, you know, and on Easter morning, you see a bunch of flowers bloom that only bloom
only
on that
on
one day of the
and
year.
Hallie, isn't it amazing that even though Easter changes in the calendar, and this is the science to me, it's not like, because it's, you could say, oh, just the flower blooms on the same day every year. No, it doesn't. Somehow the flower knows the Easter calendar, and despite what Sunday Easter falls on, it still blooms on that day, doesn't
and
it?
And this was a leap year. We had 29 days in February. Guess what the flower still knew?
Easter. And, you know, a lot of people will be like, well, what about Orthodox Easter? What about, you know, those aren't the real Easter, are they? So
the flower knows.
The flower knows. The flower knows.
You know, speaking of science, there is an eclipse coming up.
Ugh.
And, well, is it opposite in Australia? Does the sun move in the way of the earth there?
No. So we're having a solar eclipse. Isn't that right?
That's right.
So that's where the moon moves in front of the sun.
Right.
Right.
So in Australia, does the
sun moves
move
in front of the moon and it gets blazingly hot.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
It is really intense.
I've got to get down there to Melbourne or Sydney.
Nobody's actually ever seen it happen because we all run inside when we know the solar eclipse is we call it a lunar eclipse down there.
Well, sure.
The sun actually moves a bit closer and it gets very, very, yeah. I don't know exactly understand how the science works, but.
If you'd like to continue listening to the rest of this episode, become a Patreon subscriber. The full bonus episodes are all available to you when you subscribe, and you'll get every single mega episode ad-free. Patreon members get great bonus content, Discord chats, midweek podcasts from Greg and Hallie, and a lot more. Patreon is the best way to support the podcast and put money in our pocket for making this podcast. It'll help us continue and keep the lights on. Join Patreon and get full bonus episodes, no more ads, lots of interaction with us, and our undying gratitude. I'm Hallie Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.